In the next module, we discuss the role of immune checkpoint inhibitors in combination with chemotherapy or anti-angiogenic agents for the treatment of metastatic disease. A case was presented of a 63-year-old woman with adenocarcinoma of the lung and brain metastases who was enrolled on the EMPOWER 150 trial and received carboplatin paclitaxel in combination with atezolizumab and bevacizumab, followed by maintenance atezolizumab and bevacizumab. Currently, the patient has no measurable disease 2 years after starting treatment, and the treating oncologist wanted to obtain the faculty's advice regarding the possibility of stopping the maintenance therapy. Dr. Hellman responded.
I don't have like a hard and fast rule about stopping at a certain time point. In my own practice, there usually something happens that's a reason to stop, whether that's toxicity, holiday, doing exceptionally well, so much so that sometimes it looks like a complete response. There's usually some reason. I have very few patients who continue on therapy beyond 2 years. There is data to say that for patients who seem to be having ongoing benefit, that there's value to at least continuing beyond 1 year. But my guess is that the vast majority of patients are receiving the vast majority of their benefit early. If for some reason we needed to stop, I don't stress that much about it.
Martin, what about this issue of stopping? And do we know anything about if you stop, can you reinduce a response with checkpoint inhibitors?
So we have little information on that. The only trial which addresses this question has been the CheckMate 153, where patients were randomized to continuation of nivolumab or stop of nivolumab with a re-exposition at time of progression after 1 year of benefit with nivolumab. And we have seen a continuous benefit for those patients who went on with nivolumab. But we also have seen the chance to get another response with the re-exposition is quite low. So there were a few stabilizations. So overall, I'm not so much convinced about this concept of re-exposition. And I haven't seen any data for this so far.